JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Guy, are you there?
I'm here.
Stand by, Guy.
Standing by.
See everything that we didn't get to today before the news.
I don't think we got to enough junior names.
Maria Menounos from the Today Show.
Uh-huh. She's the hot one.
Not aware that she's on camera for 20 seconds.
Love that.
Oh, okay, the step?
Yeah.
You can go through
this. Okay.
Baby, she's already practicing.
We're on.
Say it ain't
oh, we are?
We're on.
Oh, jeez.
We're on.
Okay. Embarrassing. All right.
We're on.
Sorry, I didn't realize we were on.
Ugh.
Sounds like The View.
Yuck.
Ew.
What is this? Donald Trump.
Yes.
More Donald Trump versus Rosie?
Oh, good.
New?
No, I never offered Rosie a chance to be on Celebrity Apprentice. Oh. Although it's a good idea because I would fire her fat ass.
Wow. He's still grasping for it, isn't he?
What's Denise Richards wants Charlie Sheen to father more kids.
Oh, yeah, this was on Entertainment Tonight last night.
There's been reports saying that Denise wants more children, and she wants you to be the father. Is it a rumor? Is there truth to those reports?
They are true.
You're saying you have proof of that?
I do. Yeah, I do.
Charlie Sheen. The Sheenster.
Who wouldn't want Charlie Sheen to be the sperm donor?
And, Robbie, what is the tape that says Hillary Pumpkins?
I just thought this was a really great political speech.
All right, here's Miguel Hill.
I remember my first trip here. It was during the Pumpkin Festival.
Yeah.
And I had the best time wandering around, looking at all the decorations and all of the jack-o'-lanterns.
Isn't she nice?
Okay. My boobies are just heavy as hell.
That also Hillary Clinton.
I'm voting for her.
Did you pull that out just to make her look bad?
Yes, I did.
You know, I really thought when I saw that clip today, and I really thought when she said it, she was going to say, and I really liked looking at all the pumpkins. At least she managed to say jack-o'-lanterns.
Jack-o'-lanterns. Well, that's all, Buzz.
Okay, then.
That's all we've got. We heard the sewage at the beach.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that's nice.
Sewage at the beach, 24.
Nancy Stoner leads the Clean Water Project.
Nancy, what's the biggest environmental hazard that beachgoers face this summer?
The biggest hazard is human and animal waste in the waters. It gets washed in after a heavy rainfall, and it can make people sick.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
The one tape you didn't get to, and you can get in and out in 30 seconds, is okay. Brittany hitting the car.
Oh,
it's the in
collision.
The instant replay.
Yeah, I saw this.
No, I got it right here. This is a really good one. Brittany's collision.
Watch out.
Oh. You okay, Brittany? You okay?
Yeah. I'm a brainiac.
I'm a brainiac.
She crunches her Mercedes into the car in front of her.
Hey, can you
no problem.
What do I do?
Just
keep going. You got it.
Did I hurt my car?
No.
Did I hurt my car,
we'll
y'all?
You all right, though?
Brittany?
And they are mobbing her right now.
All these guys around her car.
They're going, I've never seen them like this.
How was the weekend with the kids?
She's just there with her dirty feet.
Yeah.
Just the way I like her.
I saw the video of it, and you have the paparazzi surrounding her. And then later on, I saw the still shot. Because what does she do to check to see the damage on her car? She squats down.
Of course she does.
She squats down, and it's not easy to tell.
What about the vagina?
I believe she was in the same state she was weeks ago when she squats down and you look up Brittany Canal.
That's my girl.
Yeah, lovely lady, y'all.
That's my girl.
Are you still standing by that? Are you actually going to stand by it? Even with the photos that we've seen recently of her?
Even with that video. I saw that.
Well, she wasn't bad in that video, actually.
She looked pretty cleaned up, didn't she?
She looked a little bit cleaned up, but then there's another one where she's sitting. Why does she always have some sort of chocolatey, frothy drink in her hand?
God damn, I swear to God, I just got to say, I saw one where she had a smoothie, a chocolate smoothie, and when she went to drink it, it went drip. Drip
yeah.
On the front of her blouse.
She is never walking without something that she's going to put in her mouth.
Excuse me, on the front of her undershirt.
That's right. Well, it looked to be pantyless, the still photograph that they got when she was checking out her car.
What about the vagina?
Right.
And did you play that? Did you play that one tape that we had earlier about Regis Philbin involved in the gay sex triangle with the Yankees?
A-Rod, here's your ball.
I love that one.
Yeah,
it's Re-Rod. Re-Rod. It's Regis and
Re-Rod.
A-Rod.
Re-Rod.
Hey, hey, hey.
Re-Rod.
What's happening? I'm Re-Rod.
That would be if they were a celebrity couple.
Hi there, Re-Rod.
Yes.
God, you're Re-Rod forever since we've had this.
A-Rod, here's your ball.
There it is. I'll give it back to you. Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
This just in, something the Associated Press has been working on for days. Michael Vick will not be recognized by the Southern Christian Leadership Conference at its convention this week after all.
Ah, this follows your lead story from yesterday.
Quoting a spokesperson for the group, there is no award, there is no honor for Mike Vick. Last week, SCLC President Charles Steele told the Associated Press that his group was discussing how the embattled Atlanta Falcons quarterback would be acknowledged at the five-day event. The SCLC...
Oh, hell no.
They'd reached out to Vic through his mother to invite him to the convention.
It's rancid!
But the group was told that he can't leave Virginia, where he's pleaded guilty to charges of dogfighting.
It's rancid! You kill someone!
Watch out!
Looks like baby vomit.
Come on, Buzz!
It's rancid! You kill someone!
What are you thinking?
And it says here in the story also, I'm reading this for the first time as it just came in, an attempt to leave a message on Steele's cell phone was unsuccessful because the voicemail box was full.
I have some personal questions to ask you. I hope you don't mind. I hope you're not embarrassed by them. Who here is a virgin?
Joe.
That, of course, was the message that Don left yesterday for the minister.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
A new study says beer is the drink of choice for adult binge drinkers.
Thank you!
The government Centers for Disease Control defines binge drinking as 5 drinks in one sitting. Mike chuckles.
That's foolish.
At the amateurs. Hey,
they're calling binge drinking 5 beers in one sitting.
5 drinks of any kind.
That's a binge.
Right.
Oh, okay. That's fantastic.
Now you know.
That is a binge. That is not even close to a binge.
You know, that's like, that's like 20 is the new 30 or
yes.
whatever. It's like everything. No, I'm sorry. You know what 5 drinks is?
What is that?
Before dinner.
Can I be serious, though, about this? Because this
Can
does
you?
Speak to me.
Yes.
I really, if you want to, the accurate formula would be 18 is the new 5. There it is.
18 would 18 beers.
18 is a binge.
18
a binge.
Is the new 5. I
look who's arrived.
I limit myself to usually 1 or 2 nights a week
of 18 drinks.
Usually on the weekend, because we discussed it one day on the show, pulled a couple of the waitresses. This is beer, mind you, uh-huh. beer, which is really what is beer?
Can I
tell
you?
It's a little bitter ginger ale.
It's
as
bread.
Well.
Just watch it. You're pulling your waitresses,
right?
Watch it, you.
Yeah, that can get you into big
Thank
trouble.
You.
Thanks. Look around, cafe.
But Watch I normally, it, I normally at the end of an evening, I'm not really aware of the count.
Right.
Well, I decided it would be a good idea for others to be aware of
uh-huh.
the count, and that was one count that I got.
How
on,
many
on really the most
bottles?
Outrageous bottles, yes. Yeah.
How many mm-hmm. bottles of beer?
18.
18?
18.
Take one down, pass it around.
That's over how many minutes?
Well, no. Usually, that would be a like a 7 o'clock till closing time.
Mm-hmm. 7
till 7:30 to closing.
That's 3
time,
binges.
You know? Yeah.
Well, that you 18. Know, 5 beers. That's a lousy binge.
It's not a binge.
The Government Center for Disease
that's
Control.
That's like saying no. that people that weigh 220 pounds
Says
are obese.
It's a binge.
I tell you what's
if
a
they're 4'10".
I tell you what's a good binge.
Mm.
It's 14 beers at a Redskins game. That's
yeah.
a good binge.
Yeah. And I'm probably really the average would probably be 8 to 10. 8 to 10.
Me too.
That's almost 2 binges.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Binge
18,
and a half.
18 was on the high end.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the question was, you know, I haven't counted yet. I haven't counted the beers yet. Tell me what the beers are, please. Count them up for me and let me know exactly what they are.
But the beer you drink hardly counts. So I think if you drink 18 of your beers.
Light beer?
Yeah, that's like 12.
Right.
And that's.
The alcohol.
Just about a binge. It's soda.
Now, where are you on the scale of the vanilla vodka with the fruit juice that you put in?
I'm an alcoholic. I have one. Well, I'm sorry. They say if you have a drink every day, you're an alcoholic.
But you're not.
I'm Pat O'Brien, and I'm an alcoholic.
I have a drink every day.
You do.
My name is Betty, and I'm an alcoholic.
That is maintenance.
Yeah, I don't
and
think
that
that's...
is when, from where I come from, that is normal.
I don't think that's alcohol.
You do it differently. I don't do it like that. I do not have a couple of drinks every day. 1 or 2 nights. sometimes one, sometimes two nights a week, mm-hmm. I will have more than I should.
18.
Every night we have a cocktail, every single night. Are you kidding me? How are you going to get through life?
Just like
on Do you have any particular nights where you would approach the binging? Because you pour yourself a double, correct? So we have to count each one of yours
as two. Here's why I can't binge drink, because I fall asleep.
Right.
If I've had like three drinks,
right.
Forget it. It's lights out time.
Yeah, with hard liquor.
And see, that's metabolically, I'm different. I'm wide awake.
What's up with that?
Really, I mean, Carla will be with me and say, "I'm going home now," and I will look at her and go, "Why? Why?
You're superhuman when you drink."
That's
though.
True.
The amazing thing about Mike is every drink makes him stronger, more alert,
that's right.
and more dexterous.
That's right. That's why I could play basketball when I'm
that's
drunk.
That's right.
Left-handed, right-handed?
Left-handed, right-handed.
Don't
jump
matter.
Shot, Line slam, folded. Dunk, doesn't matter. I can do it. Live long day.
I've seen him speak French
mm-hmm.
after six beers.
It's a truly amazing
Otherwise,
thing.
Otherwise, he doesn't.
I just think everybody, we're all being so frightened by society right now, and they say 5 beers is a binge.
CDC.
It's a lousy binge.
The CDC survey shows that...
Tell you what a binge is, 5 herpes pills. That's a hassle. That's why I like the guy who I only have to take 2 now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a binge. And with modern medicine, hopefully everybody will be able to take 2 a day.
And don't you feel bad for the guy in the commercial? I know they're just fake people, but it's where the girl says, "I have herpes." And the guy says, her boyfriend says, "And I don't." And I look at him like, "Well, I hope you're not putting your D inside
her." I say the same thing. And he's, it's such a commercial.
He's all happy about it.
There's such actors because he's standing next to her, "And I don't."
Yeah.
And would you go there if that announcement was made, if there wasn't a ring on a finger?
No. Looks like baby vomit.
Maybe after a binge.
Yeah.
Or during a binge.
Send that boy a big bottle of lemon juice.
Oh. I have herpes.
I don't.
Yes, and I still go down. Help.
You know, and they're professional actors. And I always say to myself, really? Do you really want to be an actor that bad? Yes. You're going to do that commercial?
Put that on your resume. Mm-hmm. I was the herpes girl. I was the guy without herpes.
And they make him look all, you know, it's just like a soap commercial, you know, where they're riding the bicycle and they're smiling and everything. But the whole time you're looking at her going, dirty diseased girl. Dirty diseased girl. What are you doing?
She's got the scrubbing bubbles down
so
there.
Judgmental.
Jesus Christ. A big hairnet. It's like something out of Monsters, Inc.
A protective hairnet.
Ew. One of those big things with eyeballs come popping out. I got herpes. Here's my active lesion.
That's what it looks like.
The other ad that I'm so sick of, it's Cialis, the thing for your penis.
Weekend pill.
With the guy, the older guy, the black guy.
Who appears to be gay to me, incidentally.
You think so?
Yes.
Older black gay guy.
Most definitely appears to be gay.
Well, either way, he's ready to get it on
right.
with his middle-aged, hot piece of ass wife, and right as they're about to go home and he's about to bang her against the wall, they see their white suburban neighbors in a cafe, and they wave like, "Oh, hey, it's the black people. Come on in." And he's like, "Oh, baby, this is going to ruin my night." And then they say, "Cialis, even when the moment isn't right."
That's
so, like, he can afford to sit down with Whitey and have a drink of coffee because he knows when he gets home,
right.
strong-ass bull.
He can sit down, but he can't stand up.
The weekend pill.
That's impossible.
God, that emasculates men.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Hey, here's a pill that'll last you 36 hours just in case you get a boner, but then you have to talk to someone at Starbucks.
I was talking to a friend of mine that has no need of it to perform, but actually talked about it as somewhat of an enhancement. And
recreational use.
You've talked about it.
I'm pointing to Buzz over there.
Well, Buzz brought it up way back when. What was the Levitra? Was that the stuff you were talking
I've
about?
I've actually tried all three. Cialis, Levitra, and the original. The
and you are able to function. You don't take it because you need to, but well, I have heard...
Fun. Just for fun.
The warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good.
Cook that too.
It's suggested that you do stay away from that. Unless it's your
option. Okay.
The brown Levitra.
Don't take the brown Levitra.
It's a bad trip, man.
This guy told me that as good as it's ever been, beyond anything it's ever been. That's really what he said to me. You weren't as enthusiastic about it.
Oh, no, I disagree. It gives you...
Of course, you take it out of necessity.
No, actually, I don't, but it does give you a little extra something happening there.
A
little more than usual.
Does it make you harder?
If we can say that, yes, it does.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what
you
to
can,
say
if
now.
You can even imagine that.
Describe the hardness on a scale of 1 to 10 usual when you're not taking a pill.
Well, let's say 10.
Well, then how hard does it make you when you take the pill?
11.
Why do I think that none of this is getting out into radio land?
Oh, it is.
K-K-K-K.
That's great.
I'm watching. We've said nothing that is dumpable at all.
No, it's a hard topic to discuss.
It is.
Sure.
It is difficult.
Very.
This guy said to me, and he didn't talk about that thing that you just mentioned.
Did he talk about the end?
Yes. That's what he was saying.
How's that work out for you, Buzz, with those pills?
I find that part is the same.
Peter North.
Don't notice a difference there.
This guy said... incredible, and then ready to do it all over again.
That's
almost as soon as it's done.
Cialis, the weekend pill,
and also the intensity and everything associated with it. So what you've been discussing in weeks past,
36 hours, you're Johnny on the spot.
You'd be able to, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm Superman. I like doing it the way I do it, though.
No, I mean I do too.
I like it enough. I don't think I need a pill to enhance the experience.
You don't have to put blue cheese on your steak, but maybe you want to.
Now I'm totally. Wow. Now I'm officially grossed out.
Hold on a second.
Uh-huh.
You're talking about sperm and blue cheese.
Not in the same context.
Looks like baby vomit.
That says it all. Jesus.
How about you have that on your steak?
Talk about beer, shall
would
we?
Would you send that back, Mike?
Yes, I would. Most definitely. Twice. I wouldn't care if they cooked at the right temperature.
The government survey shows 67% of all adults...
You got to worry when they say your food's coming right out.
This is not the best blue cheese I've ever had.
Coming out of what? Mm-hmm. The government survey says 67% of all adult binge drinkers either exclusively or primarily drink beer. Drank it on their most recent...
I'm on my second beer.
Hey, stop it now.
67 is the average. The breakdown, 73% for men, 50% for women. Study also says the easy availability of beer has a lot to do with being the binge drinker's drink of choice.
Oh, then let's put it under lock and key.
The study also found that most binge drinkers are not alcoholics and mostly binge just to keep up with their peers.
You know, it's odd when you go into a 7-Eleven when it is under lock and key. Mm-hmm. And, Mike, when is it that they lock? Is it early in the morning that they lock?
Midnight.
I know I've been in a 7-Eleven going in to pick something up, and you see the guy walk to the back, and he's like...
6 a.m. or 7 a.m., I think they open it.
He's like, hey, dude. He's like, hold on, I got it. He's like, hey, man, like, I totally cannot open the... Hello, like the beer, it's not opened up, dude.
Those are the same guys that are going to be buying the one large bottle, and they will be consuming it within a half an hour of purchasing it.
It's not open, dude!
It's no fun to, I like to play those scratch games, those scratch lottery games. I never like to play them sober. Don't like them at all.
News about another record.
Just a bunch of white trash.
That's me.
News about another recreational drug when we continue.
Okay.
fun.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.